Victor Echo 7, Charlie Quebec Echo Mobile, monitoring.
Well, good morning, Charles, VA7LET. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning, Hiroshi. Just passing 264th on my way in. It's slow going, but moving. How was your evening?
I remember seeing the inside of my eyelids, and that was about it after my meeting at 5 o'clock. So, all was good.
Yeah, pretty much the same with me. Go to work, come home, throw a few groceries down your throat, blink 6 times, get up, go to work, come home. Same thing.
Rinse and repeat as required.
Yeah, and every now and then you throw a rinse cycle in there, you know, like a quick shower that takes less than 3 minutes.
Yep, all is good. So, yeah, no, just nice sort of recovery night. Because, yeah, the weekend was kind of long and busy, so it's nice. Yeah, so far traffic is looking favorable.
Yeah, we're moving at 80, which is about normal for this stretch.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether it's day or night, that seems to be about the limit on that stretch.
Oh, on the way home yesterday, though, I had a nice little interaction. On lad, it's like, okay, there's a vehicle broken down in the granny lane. Okay, well, I'll be coming up across it, and reliable was like, yeah, okay, we got a tow on the way. Yeah, I'm 2 kilometers ahead of you. If I find it, I'll cone it out for you. So came across it, coned it all out, the lights on, lady goes, oh, my heroes are here. Okay, well, we're waiting for the tow truck, then she, hey, I know you. It's like, I've never met this lady before. You're on Highway Through Hell. Yeah. So that was actually quite nice.
Yeah, it's sometimes fun when people recognize you. It's kind of humbling going, oh, wait, just little old me and people know who I am. Yeah, it's kind of fun. But, yeah. Well, congratulations. You are now a star. A TV star, not a porn star, but a TV star.
I'm nowhere near a TV star. I'm just the banana ninja that happens to do those calls. And anyway, at the end, she goes, well, where can I drop off, sweet old lady, where can I drop off some cookies for you? And ma'am, don't worry about it. Just next time you see me at a Timmy's or something, and if you happen to see the truck, pick me up a cup of coffee. I'm quite happy with that. There's no charge for this. It's complimentary.
Right on. Safety is important, so right on. And hopefully the tow came and all was good.
Yeah, and the funny part was the tow driver that showed up. Irving is one that I've worked the Highway Through Hell with a lot. And she recognized him, too. She was like, oh, my God, I got the celebrities here to do this. It's like, no, we just happened to, I happened to be up coming upon you, and he happened to be the one dispatched to you.
Well, I think you made her day for her, so that's a good thing.
Well, kind of made my day, too, you know, that little recognition and the actual appreciation, because a lot of people are, you know, on the ladder, we're getting screamed at a lot, well, you're shutting off a lane, you're slowing everything down. It's like, dude, we can't do anything. You know, she's got 2 blown tires. We can't do anything until the tow truck gets here and loads her up. All I can do is shut the lane down and guide you past her.
There you go. At least you got stories she can tell her grandkids.
Well, when I started my company, that's one of the policies I put in place for all of my traffic controllers, is if you come across an emergency services on a scene or you come across an accident, you don't drive past it. You stop and render what help you can. I don't know how many times I've come across an accident with fire and police and whatnot, and we pull up behind them going, look, I got you covered, we got you buffered, and lay out cones around them in the truck with the arrow board. And there's no charge for that, and there never will be from my company anyway. And it's amazing the goodwill that creates.
Not everything is about pay. It's about safety and goodwill, yeah. It's good when you can do something to help others.
Not to mention it's fun. You know, I enjoy what I do. And situations like that, I know if I were on the other end, I would want someone to do that for me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, and that's the big thing, you know, in life. It should always be that way. Okay, just I'm coming towards the 99 here. It's suddenly turning very foggy. Good to know.
Yeah, I'm just coming up on Trinity University on my left-hand side here. Anyway, today I'm off early. I'm turning my site over to my subcontractor about 11 o'clock so I can go get fitted for my new dentures.
Ah, having good chompers is a good thing. Being able to eat is a good thing.
Well, I've had my uppers for quite a while. My bottom, I've only got 3 teeth left. And with my benefits, I'm finally able to get the bottoms. So I was like, okay, yep, time to go do that. So I set the appointment, and I go today.
All right on. Well, hopefully things will work out for you and all shall be good. And like I said, having some good chompers means you can have a good meal, a good steak, a good dinner, whatever.
Yep, just passing 216.
Just joining the 99. It's not as foggy over this side. It was just right by GFL there. And then it was all foggy.
Yeah, coming out of Abbey, it was foggy too. Visibility about 30 feet.
Yeah, it's funny how there's a few areas like that that just poof, white, and then poof, not so white.
Oh, that's what happens when the ground is warmer than the air.
This nature thing, this physics thing, it's always fun.
Alrighty, in the words of Emeril Lagasse, we're taking it up a notch. Bam, we're up to 100.
Yeah, it's nice when it all comes together. Yeah, just coming up on the 17A on-ramp, so yeah, it's still flowing along pretty well. Backing up a little bit, but that's pretty normal. I see the truck is there, ready to get the counterflow in, but it's not open yet.
Yep. I wonder where FES is. If he's around.
Yeah, we'll see if it's actually flowing. It just turned green.
See, you spoke too soon.
Yeah, why not? I'll follow him. He's driving a little slower, but that's okay. We'll make it through.
Oh, I found my new favorite radio station, by the way, on SiriusXM.
What'd you find?
80s on 8. Hold on.
Stuff can be very good, yes. 80s and 90s, definitely, it was a good era for music. There was so much variety.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, they quit making good music after 1994. Everything since then is just ripping off, or they call it sampling. I call it ripping off the music from the 80s and 90s.
Exactly. Just go in the tunnel. Back in a minute. VA 7 OED.
Yep, VE 7 CQE just passing 200.
I'll survive that one. LED. Yeah, no. Made it through. We're on the good side now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm between 200 and 176.